Here now with the news in detail is Vivian Trainer.
The former US President Donald Trump has been found guilty on all 34 charges in his criminal case. Mr. Trump described the outcome as a disgrace and said without evidence that the trial was rigged. He's the first holder of the office of US President to receive a criminal conviction. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
It was just after 5 o'clock local time when the jury of 7 men and 5 women returned and delivered their verdict. On each of the 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, the jury said Donald Trump was guilty. Judge Juan Merchan said he will deliver sentence on the 11th of July, 4 days before the Republican Party convention, at which Mr. Trump is due to be officially nominated as Republican candidate for the presidential election. A criminal conviction will not disbar him from running in that election. On leaving the court, Donald Trump described the verdict as disgraceful and said the whole trial was rigged. He said the real verdict will be delivered on November 5th, the day of the presidential election. He's certain to appeal the conviction, a process that will likely run into next year. During appeal, sentence will be stayed. Prosecutors for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said no bail conditions are necessary as Trump is under round-the-clock Secret Service guard. Donald Trump is now the first former US president to have been found guilty of a criminal offence. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Frontline Gardaí will begin wearing body cameras from today. Some 350 Gardaí from 3 Garda stations in Dublin will start using the technology on a pilot basis ahead of a planned rollout across the country next year. Mary Regan of our political staff.
These cameras will be worn on a Garda's chest and flash red when they're turning on. Gardaí will not have to tell members of the public when they're in use, but will be encouraged to do so as best practice where possible. The footage gathered would not be accessible until the cameras are put in a docking station, from where it will be transferred to a central storage facility. They can only be switched on when members are using their Garda powers. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, said this technology is part of her plan to ensure on Garda Síochána is a modern police service fit for the digital age. And she said it's not right that Gardaí are being sent into situations where they are the only ones who are not able to record what's happening. From today, they'll be in use in Pier Street, Store Street and Kevin Street stations in Dublin. The rollout will continue to Limerick and Waterford later this year, with plans to eventually have body cams available to Gardaí in all parts of the country. The law does not allow for the use of facial recognition technology, but legislation to enable this is being examined by the Oireachtas. And while the government plans to introduce it, the Justice Committee has heard concerns from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and others who believe such technology runs the risk of gender and racial biases.
The rights campaigner for victims of child sexual abuse in state-run schools, Louise O'Keefe, has said it's a matter of shame that successive governments have failed to fully implement the judgment of the European Court of Human Rights in the case she won there more than a decade ago. The government has insisted it is compliant with the O'Keefe judgment. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
Louise O'Keefe and Nolene Blackwell of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission are in Strasbourg. This afternoon, they will appeal to the permanent representations of the Council of Europe to impose enhanced supervision on the government to ensure it offers an appropriate redress scheme to people who suffered abuse while children at state-run schools. The government says it established 2 ex gratia schemes for abuse victims. It accepts that no applicants received compensation under the first scheme, but says 130 people received compensation payments totaling 10.75 million euro under the second. But Louise O'Keefe says that leaves many others without redress and compensation. Nolene Blackwell says although the state initiated 2 different redress schemes to try and deal with the Louise O'Keefe judgment, both had difficult conditions attached and neither of them was sufficient.
3 people have been arrested in connection with the fatal assault of a 34-year-old man in Dublin earlier this year. Kevin Walsh from Allanton Green and Tallaght was found with serious injuries at an apartment in Lucan on the 7th of January. He'd been stabbed. 2 women in their 40s and a man in his 30s have been arrested as part of the investigation. With around half of the votes counted in South Africa's general election, the governing African National Congress is well short of a majority, winning around 42% of the vote. If confirmed, it will be the first time the ANC will need the support of one or more of the other parties to continue in office. The main opposition, Democratic Alliance, is on 23%, while the MK party of the former President Jacob Zuma has secured 10%. Foreign ministers from the NATO Western Military Alliance continue their two-day meeting in Prague today, with talks likely to be dominated by the US announcement that it's allowing Ukraine to use American arms against some military targets on Russian territory. It applies only to the Kharkiv region, where three people died in overnight missile strikes. The NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg has downplayed the threat of escalation from Moscow following the US decision, saying it was part of President Putin's efforts to prevent NATO allies from supporting Ukraine's right to self-defence. A state remembrance ceremony in honour of the 48 victims of the Stardust disaster will take place next month. The event is scheduled for Sunday, the 23rd of June. The exact arrangements are being finalised in consultation with families, and the location of the ceremony is yet to be confirmed, but it's believed the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin will be the likely venue. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said he had committed to holding a ceremony when he met families of the victims last month. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be dry with good spells of sunshine, highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees and light to moderate north to northwest breezes.